Right, hello. Today, I've been working in a skittle alley in what used to be a social club in the centre of Bristol. It's now inhabited by several arts groups, including Residents, which Sleep Dog's a part of. What I've been doing today is working on a piece of music that you can hear playing in the background here. I've been trying to find a good way of recording vocals onto it, sung vocals, which a method which doesn't require me ideally to wear headphones, where I can prowl around the room and throw shapes and all that kind of thing. In the band I'm in, Angel Tech, the vocal style in recent years has tended towards the delicate and introverted, which suits our music just fine, but of late I found I really enjoy singing in a big, clear kind of outward style that gets compressed and compromised if I hear myself too clearly on headphones. So that's what I've been working on today, singing a lot, experimenting. And it was only really halfway through the day that I clocked my surroundings properly, that I took it all in. I was alone in this room with this sort of false ceiling, a deserted bar behind me, the strip lights and the sticky floor. Perhaps I hadn't thought about it because the nature of the room is arguably highly suited to the material I'm working on this song here. It's called Love on the Night Shift, and it's sort of slow and sad and drifting. It's got lyrics about fuses in the basement and wires on the roof. And that made me think about all the different rooms I've been working in recently. And the fact that as creatives we sometimes deny the particulars of those rooms, we deliberately filter them out. Makes me think of how recording studios are often deliberately blank. You think of the kind of schoolroom atmosphere of somewhere like Abbey Road, that's a famous example, or the fact that these places rarely have like things like natural light. But here's what I was wondering, do we really get to filter them out properly? Are we really that good at it? Rehearsal rooms are often blank spaces and they're unadorned, so they tend to feel sort of cavernous in one way or another as a result. Even the smaller spaces do, and I feel that often feeds into performances. It brings about a kind of a strange grammar of declamations. And then that led me to think about whether it was true or not that sometimes we make the choice to connect with our surroundings and sometimes not. Do we actually have that choice to be affected or affected by the rooms we use? And if so, how does that relate to the people we work with? Do we, somewhere inside, choose whether or not to be connected to the things that really make our collaborators unique? Yeah, so that's where I am. Night-night.